CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome KA3JCA, Mr. Richard, in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally, also in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley, in Simpsonville. I'd also like to welcome K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, located in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Mr. Brian, in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, K4XMR, Mr. Mel, in Prosperity, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, in Table Rock, KW4TS, Mr. Jim, in Pelzer, KO4RAX, Mr. Jim, in Dacusville, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, in Greenville, K4OSH, Mr. Pat, in Malden, KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn, and Mr. Kurt, in Greenville, KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, in Simpsonville, KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, in Pelzer, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave, in Easley, and N4ASW, Mr. Tony, in Asheville. We appreciate all of those who used the pre-net feature on the website. Next, we will move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave Mobile in Low Country, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Round Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4RYP. This is Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar Alpha, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, but calling in from Bermuda. Getting into the net, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, he is home with me in Campobello, South Carolina. I'd also like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave, our net manager, and he is in the Low Country of South Carolina tonight. Thanks for stopping by via EchoLink, Mr. Dave. Hope you are well. I'd also like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John, up in Brown Summit. Mr. John, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And W4TOA, W4 Tango Oscar Alpha, Mr. Grant, who is usually in Cedar Mountain, but tonight checking in from Bermuda. I have a feeling it's much warmer where you are than it is where I am tonight, Mr. Grant. Thanks for taking the time to check in. All right. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin the RF section of our check-ins with Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Anna, I will be in and out tonight, and it's good to hear you calling the net.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose. Mr. Patrick, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for checking in. And sounds like you might have this section of the alphabet all to yourself. Everybody else must be on second shift tonight. All right, any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Anna, I always wait check in after Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Harry, thank you so much for checking in. And I ride after Patrick tonight, so he's not the only one in that group. I'd like to welcome KC4 EZN, Mr. Harry and Candler. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima, KG4LSL, Jimmy and Anderson. I am going to be negative and negative. Hope everybody had a great Christmas and let's welcome in 2023 with a bang.
RYP. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
RYP. November 4. Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Hope you and Chad are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, Anna. Good evening to you and Chad. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me in and out tonight, and happy upcoming New Year to you and everybody on the net.
4RYP. Always good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a short comment. Also, Sid may have doubled with someone. And hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Out of turn. Kilo, Kilo 4. Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4 FTU. Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Jimmy and Anderson, KG4LSL. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Jimmy. Hope you're doing well. I'd also like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo. Hope you're staying warm up there, Mr. James, and thank you for dropping by with me tonight. And my neighbor, Mr. Jerry, in Campobello, N4JBM. Jerry, always good to hear you check in. Thank you for stopping by. I'd also like to welcome W4IOE, Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Mr. Sid, you're sounding good as usual. Thank you for checking in tonight. And Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, KO4JKV. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Duncan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And my good friend, Mr. Larry, over in Greer, KK4JBQ. He brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, I will be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Please tell Ms. Donna I said hello. And KK4FTU, Mr. Richard in Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown. Hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. All right, so we're going to take a break for just a minute and go to Echolink. Echolink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, hello again, Miss Anna. If you will check in, KA4PQA, QA Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Miss. Good evening to yourself, Miss Anna, and all on the net. No traffic, no rival. Miss Anna, do be sure and tell. Do be sure, Miss Anna, and tell Chad hello for me.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Thank you so much for stopping by, Mr. Stephen, and Chad said to tell you hello back. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of RF check-ins. Mike through Papa, any station with the suffix of your call beginning M through P. Wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. RYP. Hello, Anna. Please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. We're all in Piedmont. All be negative and negative. And by the way, our daughter's name is Michelle.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas. Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. My name is Jim, Juliet, Indian Mike. Location in Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, Anna. Good evening, everybody. I'm there, N4NLR.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena over in Piedmont, KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, it's always great to hear you check in. Thank you for stopping by tonight. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle that we said hello. We hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas. All right, I'd also like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Mr. Lloyd, please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. Hope you all are well tonight. And Mr. Jim in Greenville, N4NLR. Mr. Jim, thank you for stopping by. Hope you are having a great evening. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. Hertz. We'll move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. And KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. I won't be negative and negative.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris over in Liberty, KO4QLG. Mr. Chris, thank you for stopping by. Looks like you might have this section all to yourself tonight. You're sounding good on the radio, and I appreciate you checking in. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard. So we will move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any stations with the suffix of your call, U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4RYP. This is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben, as in Benjamin, in Simpsonville, South Carolina. I know I checked in online, but every now and then I like to check in analog. Thanks for holding that tonight. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I will catch you all analog.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome K4XB, Mr. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. I appreciate you stopping by, Mr. Ben and Mr. Tommy. Thanks for checking in. Hope you both are doing well. And have a good and safe evening. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight, Alpha through Delta. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson, negative, negative. Hope everyone had a nice Christmas and has a great New Year.
RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Again, Miss Anna, Mr. Chad and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Chad, and all on the net.
This is KO4RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson. I appreciate you stopping by, Mr. Jerry. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Stay safe and warm. I'd also like to welcome KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Hope you are well, Mr. Kurt. K4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, and he brings along his lovely wife and my kindred spirit, K3JOY, Miss Joy. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello. I hope you both had a very Merry Christmas and are looking forward to a Happy New Year. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing hurts. We'll move on up to the whole alphabet. Any station at all wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert down in Frigid Joanna. I'll be pretty much negative and negative. And no, I will not run out at midnight to see if we get any flakes. 73s to the rest of you, and happy Boxing Day, as they call it in the UK. Back to you, Network Control.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Roberts downtown and down there in Joanna, where it's very, very chilly. KD4SRR. Mr. Roberts, thanks for checking in, and happy Boxing Day to you, too. Are there any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray. We're down here between Possum Kingdom and Buzzard Roost. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KF4NXY, Mr. David, and he brings along his wife, Marie, AF4SX, and they are between Possum Kingdom and Buzzard Roost tonight. Thank you so much for checking in, Mr. David. Please tell Ms. Marie we said hello. You guys stay safe and warm. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. All right, first up on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. Mr. John, how are things up in Brown Summit tonight?
It is KN4RJN. Well, they're cold. Not as cold as it has been, but still a bit nippy. stepped out here a little while ago to check the skies. I've got partly cloudy up here, so I haven't got much I can see. Did manage to see Jupiter. Jupiter is up. Saturn has already set. Sirius and Orion are up. Sirius was the bright star in the skies last night, and, well, he's still bright, and he's still in the sky. The twins are up. Orion is up. Mars is up. And let's see what else is going on here. Let's see. And that, and of course we've got a bit of a crescent moon, which has not quite set yet, but will shortly. And as far as any activity on the solar front, we have a, for the next 3 days, a little bit of a chance, about a 40% chance of a mild or moderate radio blackout issue because of some potential in a couple of sunspot regions that are currently facing our direction. So we might have some disruption over the next 3 days, but it'll be mild to moderate. Other than that, not a whole lot going on up here. What's new in your world, Anna?
This is KO4RYP with KN4RJN. Well, we've just had a busy few days. We had a really nice Christmas, had all the kids at home, and I was busy as usual. And then my brother came in early in the wee hours of the morning this morning with his wife and my nephew, and so we have some extra people in the house. And I've done a lot of cooking and cleaning here lately, which I enjoy, but I am looking forward to stretching out tonight and hopefully sleeping in a little bit in the morning. We have an adult son, our oldest one, who is married, who still believes that you should get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Christmas morning to open presents. So we've had some very early mornings over the last few days.
This is KN4RJN. Yes, my eldest daughter's in-laws have that particular habit. We do it when we get around to it. and one of on the Christmases where they spend time with his parents, getting up at oh dark 30, and you know everybody's excited and run to the tree and all that kind of happiness. We roll out of bed, you know, sometime before noon. I generally make French toast. We have coffee, we sit around, we read the paper, and then when we feel like it, we'll get to the presents type thing. So our holiday traditions are a little bit different. But my younger daughter managed to make it down from Washington, D.C. with her spouse and their ugly little hairless cat and their pudgy little dog. And the animals all more or less got along with each other, so it was a good time. And not all the presents that I had ordered managed to get here, so we'll continue to open presents through the week as FedEx, UPS, or Prime gets through the snow and gets down here.
I'm certainly glad that you're able to sleep in a little bit on with your Christmas tradition, and I'm glad that your daughter was able to come down and that all the animals get along. That's always a plus when you have extra four-legged friends in the house that you don't have to worry about playing referee and keeping them corralled to one area or another. So I probably should have thought to go outside when I was awoken at 4 a.m. and check the skies to see if I saw anything. But I could only manage to rustle up a pot of coffee and plop myself on the couch to let the kids get started. So I have been, anytime I've been out after dark these last couple of nights, I have made sure, I'm just determined that there may not be a meteor shower, but I will still catch one of these days. So I'm not giving up hope. And it is amazing to me how clear, when we've had some clear nights and no clouds around, just how bright this night sky is. So it's been very interesting, but it does sound like you guys had a great Christmas, and I love spreading the presents out. I think even, you know, the weather delays on some of the packages, it just extends the holiday season. I'm never ready for it to be completely over when the 26th rolls around, so it's always fun to keep the celebration going with gifts or food or family, friends, meals, whatever.
KN4RJN. Well, when I grew up, my father worked on the railroad, and his job was constantly changing. And Christmas, birthdays, New Year's, whatever the holiday was whenever Dad got home. So I grew up with the calendar not meaning a whole lot to me. Christmas is when Dad got home. And that could be the 23rd, it could be the 27th, it could be, you know, sometime in January. It just kind of depends on us. So Christmas arrives.
This is KO4RYP with Kane4RJN. Mr. John, I heard the first part of that, and then you were kind of in and out, breaking up for the second part. But I love your comment about that the calendar didn't dictate when Christmas was. It was when your dad was home. And we had a similar experience when your Chad was deployed, and he got leave at Christmas but didn't get in until Christmas Day. So we just shifted Christmas Day and pretended like it was Christmas Eve when he came in and had Christmas Day the next day. And, you know, it was just what you did. And I just love having, I think we should celebrate more than just one day. So I think that probably made it pretty special for you guys, just celebrating whenever your dad got there.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, and it was the same for, you know, birthdays or anniversaries or anything, you know, it's when Dad got home. So, you know, that's why I still have a problem recognizing what day it is. you know, Thanksgiving, everything was, you know, when Dad got home, so that's just kind of how it went. But in any event, I'm glad you had a good Christmas. Say hello to Chad for me. I'm going to say 73s and back on out of here. You all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
The 4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. John, it's always a pleasure talking with you. You stay safe and warm up there, and appreciate you chatting with me. All right, we're going to take a break and see if there's any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Little Charlie 4 Alpha X-ray Yankee, rural in Greenwood. Just check me in and out.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up in Brevard. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Earl in Greenwood, KC4AXY. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Earl. Hope you are doing well. All right. Next up on my list for RAG 2 is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Good to talk to you again tonight, Mr. Larry.
KO4RYB. Well, certainly it's good to talk with you anytime, Anna. And tonight it just happens to be the second time tonight. And I got to say that I'm always here front and center when John checks in and wants to talk about the sky or other things. In this case, how they celebrated Christmas. And it made me remember something that for someone of my age is just remarkable. I remember Christmas when I was 5 years old. The reason that it's 5 years old, because I wasn't going to school yet. I did not go to preschool or kindergarten or anything like that. First grade, 6 years old, that's when I went. And so Mama wakes me up one morning. And she says, "Wake up, Larry. It's Christmas." It's like out of the blue. There was no lead up. You know, when you go to school, there are usually educators take advantage of the fact that there's a holiday of some sort to build the curriculum, you know, to acknowledge that within the curriculum. In many various ways, you know this. And so that would be the last Christmas I was clueless about when Christmas would fall. My parents just had no reason, I guess, to to keep me looking forward to it. Asking them when does it come continuously, you know? But I must have been about 5 years old. And that just floors me. I really remember it clearly. It was a big deal. My family was one who the adults brought the tree in after the children's bedtime, decorated the tree, put the presents around the tree and all that. And, you know, when we woke up in the morning, whenever that might be, it was just like Santa had been there, of course. KK4JBQ.
KK4RYP with KK4JBQ in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I love that, Larry. That is the sweetest memory that you have. I absolutely love that. What excitement and joy you must have felt when your mom woke you up and you discovered that it was Christmas Day. And I think that tradition of putting up the tree on Christmas Eve after the kids have gone to bed, I think that is so neat. And I wonder when we got away from that. And, you know, it seems that it, even growing up, it was earlier and earlier and earlier, and now you pretty much jump straight from Halloween to Christmas, it seems like, and on the retail side of things anyway. But that story reminds me of one of my favorite children's books called Over and Over, and it's beautifully illustrated. It's about a little girl that always is trying to figure out what comes next, and just kind of the passage of time and how kids mark time. And she talks about one morning waking up and there was a tree and there were presents and it was Christmas. And she, you know, it was the same. She's probably about that 4 to 5 age range, and the main character is. And so that just brought that book to mind, that when you told that story, that it's the same way in that book, that she just one morning woke up and it was Christmas. I just think that's precious. Thank you for sharing that, Larry.
I suppose it's only possible if you take a time machine back all those years. We did not listen to the radio. There were 3 channels of television, and Dad had control of the television, of course. We only watched Westerns and the Grand Ole Opry. So, information, you know, there were no, there wasn't an internet, there were no computers, and, you know, one might say, just might say, that we grew up protected or ignorant, I don't know. But anyway, there was not a clue, and I'll just never forget this. Well, later on in life, while that may seem to be ideal, later on in life I learned of a thing called Advent, which is in the church calendar for many churches. And for several weeks before the celebration of Christmas, you look forward to it. And this is an antithesis to how I grew up. And so because it was so strange, I took particular interest in Advent. So that's just how that happened. Anyway, it's awfully good to talk with you, Anna, and to be here and listen to the net. I enjoy this a great deal. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. It's been our pleasure to have you as our net control. Good night's rest. I'm sure everybody needs it. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
KK4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Larry, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I hope you have a great evening, and you and Miss Donna have a very happy new year. All right. Have I missed any stations for check-ins? If so, please call KO4RYP. Anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, my husband Chad, KO4NUE, he will be calling the net, so please make sure to stop by and check in with him. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. It was my privilege to be your net control station tonight, and I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.